All right, that's what I'm talking about. Now, everyone, give it up for the maid of honor, Angelica Schuyler.
A toast to the groom.
To the groom, to the groom, to the groom.
To the bride.
To the bride.
To the bride.
Satisfied.
I'm sure I don't know what you mean. You forget yourself.
You're like me. I'm never satisfied.
Is that right?
I've never been satisfied.
My name is Angelica Schuyler.
Alexander Hamilton.
Where's your family from?
Unimportant. There's a million things I haven't done. Just you wait. Just you wait.
So this is what it feels like to match wits with someone at your level. What the hell is the catch? It's the feeling of freedom, of seeing the light. It's Ben Franklin with the key and a kite. You see it right? The conversation lasted 2 minutes, maybe 3 minutes. Everything we said in total agreement. It's a 3 minutes, a bit of a dance, a bit of a posture, it's a bit of a stance. He's a bit of a flirt, but I'ma give it a chance. I asked about his family, did you see his answer? His hands started fidgeting, he looked askance. He's penniless, he's flying by the seat of his pants. Handsome boy, does he know it? Peach fuzz, then he can't even grow it. I wanna take him far away from this place. Then I turn and see my sister's face, and she is so
helpless.
And I know she is
helpless.
And her eyes are just
helpless.
And I realize
three fundamental truths at the exact same time.
Where are you taking me?
I'm about to change your life.
Then by all means, lead the way.
Number one,
I'm a girl in a world in which my only job is to marry rich. My father has no son, so I'm the one who has to social climb the one. So I'm the oldest and the wittiest and the gossip in New York City is insidious. And Alexander is penniless. That doesn't mean I want a many less. Elizabeth Schuyler, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Schuyler.
My sister.
Number two.
He's after me because I'm a Schuyler sister. Thank you for all your service.
If it takes fighting a war for us to meet, it will have been worth it.
I'll leave you to it.
Number three.
I know my sister like I know my own mind. You will never find anyone as trusting or as kind. If I tell her that I love him, she'd be silently resigned. He'd be mine. She would say I'm fine.
She'd be lying.
But when I fantasize at night, it's Alexander's eyes as I romanticize what might have been if I hadn't sized him up so quickly. At least my dear Eliza's his wife. At least I keep his eyes in my life.